Red Sox host the Yankees and honor Jerry Remy, their longtime broadcaster. He's been out battling lung cancer this season, but hopes to return in 2018. We'll pick things up in the second with Jackie Bradley Jr. facing Sonny Gray.
Swung and line one to deep right center field in the alley. It's a base hit going to the triangle wall. Two runs will easily score. Bradley will easily go to third with a triple. So the damage pitch did damage. A two-run triple by Bradley to the furthest part of the ballpark, the triangle, 420 feet away in right center field. And Boston takes a 2-0 lead. He struck about swinging. Fourth strikeout for Porcello. No runs, no hits, two left. Swung on and lined down the right field line. And it is a base hit, and it is a bounce in the seat. I think it bounced in. Gardner's running around the bases, and they're going to give him a home run. So Gardner lines one down the line, and it goes into the seats right down the line toward the pesky pole for a home run. And the Yankees are on the board, and they trail 2-1. The 2-0 swung on and lined to right center field. On the run, Judge can't get it. It's a base hit and a run. Moreland scores. Bradley's knocked in all three runs with a triple and a single, and Boston takes a 3-1 lead. Here's the 0-2. Swung on and drilled. There's a base hit down the right field line, rolling to the right field corner. Extra bases. Bogarts and Moreland have scored. Leon to second with a double, and the game has been broken open. It is a two-run double by Leon. Boston now has a 5-1 lead.
Sandy Leon goes 2-for-3 with the two RBIs, and the Red Sox beat the Yankees 5-1. So the Red Sox win the series against the Yankees. They now lead the AL East by 5 games. Rick Porcello gives up 1 run over 6 to collect the victory, and Aaron Judge strikes out for a 37th straight game to tie the Major League record set by Bill Stoneman across the 1971 and 72 seasons. Sunday's loss drops the Yankees to 66-57 on the year. Here's their manager, Joe Girardi.
You know, he didn't really give us much pitches, very many pitches to hit today. It was this slider, cutter, sinker combination of his curveball, and just didn't seem like he made many mistakes today.
On the flip side, it seemed like Sonny Gray really labored. What was he having trouble with?
Well, I mean, they just put long at bats on him. You know, again, he gives up the 2 runs in the 5 innings, you know, which we didn't get the distance we want out of him, but he kept it within reach, and they just made him really work.
It's the first time in his career, I believe, that he did not have at least 1 strikeout. Is that just a product of the long at-bats, fouling pitches off?
They fouled a lot off today, and that's how they got into long counts. You know, didn't seem like he was really behind, but, you know, they kept fouling pitches off, and we get to better counts.
From Gray since he's been here? I mean, I know he's been solid, but not to go beyond 6 innings, is that a concern?
No, not really. I mean, you look at his track record, and, you know, it's kind of been that way. You know, and I thought he was a little rusty when we first got him just from the layoff, but, you know, I think today was a product of them putting good at-bats on him.
How do you think Chapman was in the
pretty
six
good.
And seven?
I mean, you know, he came in and did his job. So, you know, you walked the leadoff hitter in the seventh, I believe it was, and then you know, ball gets away from Gary, and then they, you know, Betts, Deeks, Judge, and he gets the third, and he ends up getting out of the inning. So I thought he did a pretty good job.
You mentioned Betts. Is that just a good heads-up base running play there, or is that a matter where Judge needs to be a little quicker?
It's both.
Two weekends in a row against these guys, and them coming out on top both times.
I mean, it's not what you want. Obviously, we need to continue to play well, so when they come to our place, it means something. You know, we probably had a chance to win 4 of the 6, and we end up winning 2 of the 6, and that's frustrating. But, I mean, I still think we're playing pretty decent baseball, and we need that to continue. We get an off day, which I think is important. I think it's been an emotional 10 days, and we got to go back to work Tuesday.
The game, and you've said about Judge that he's still getting his walks and all, but how long can you ride with a three hitter that's, you know, not really driving the ball, not getting too many extra bases?
Well, you know, I still believe in him, and you know, you can look at that, But there were a lot of other guys that didn't get hits today. So if I move him to sixth or seventh, does it make a difference?
Going on 6 weeks now.
I know. But, again, I told you I thought his at-bats had been getting better. You know, maybe today they weren't. You know, I'd have to look at them closely. But I thought his at-bats had been getting better.
So, Joe, does that mean Tuesday in Detroit he's your third-place hitter?
Yeah, I mean, that's my plan. I don't have, you know, I haven't looked at, you know, exactly what we're doing, but that's my plan, yeah.
Does that change? Not getting, you know, kind of that sort of production from that spot in the order. What sort of, I don't know, handicap's the right word, but just how do you sort of
you
manufacture
production
offense?
All throughout a lineup. I mean, look how we got beat today. Who beat us today?
The
8-9 guy. Okay. You need production throughout the order. Everyone has to carry the weight. If you're relying on one guy, it's going to be a long year, right? And he's going to have his ups and downs just like everybody else, just like Gary Sanchez has had, just like Didi's had, just like Gardy's had, just like everyone in that line, Headley's had. And you got to ride it out. And the belief is that it's going to ride its way out. You know, I know if you look at some of the hitters that we've missed in it, you know, maybe you do something better if guys are back. But this guy's, when you look at his numbers, they're pretty darn good. You know, so I think he's due for a good streak, and when he does, it's really going to help.
Joe, do you get any sense that the strikeouts are weighing on him, the streak and all that?
You know, I haven't. You know, I continue to watch and check in every day and see how he's doing, and you get a pulse of, you know, sometimes your players from other people, but I have not sensed that, no. I think, you know, the lack of production in a sense that he had in the first half is more important to him than the strikeouts, you know, the lack of that.
Aaron Judge continues to struggle at the plate. He's now just 1-for-16 over his last four games, and his average has dipped to .282 for the year.
Yeah, put a couple balls in play. You know, just right at guys, you know, first at bat, you know, missed a cutter to center, and second at bat, I think I had Gardy on second base and hit a hard ground ball to the second baseman, you know. We're moving in the right direction. You know, it's taking a little longer than I wanted to, but you just got to keep working. There's nothing you can really do about it. Just keep working and trying to keep making adjustments and, you know, eventually, you know, it'll kind of work out.
What tells you that you're getting there? Is it the harder contact, or what else could tell you that you're moving in the right direction?
Just making sure I'm swinging the right pitches, trying to get in good counts, you know, working the count a little bit. And when I'm doing that, you know, I'm usually pretty good.
Do you feel like the slide from the All-Star break is weighing on you at all?
Not at all, you know, because I take it one day at a time. You know, so every day I come to the ballpark, I'm batting zero. You know, it's 0-0. I'll see what you can do today to help the team.
Joe said he thinks you might be going through some mechanical issues. Is that right? Do you feel like something's off with your swing?
No, like I've said before, you know, I'm just hitting balls right at guys at times and just missing my pitch at times, you know, so.
The Yankees will be off on Monday. They next play on Tuesday in Detroit. Masahiro Tanaka is slated to make the start.